A man and woman were having dinner one evening at a very fancy restaurant. And the waiter came over to take their order, and as he came over, the man began to slide off his chair and under the table. And the waiter said, "Excuse me, ma'am, your husband just slipped under the table." And she said, "Not exactly. My husband just came through that door." In today's gospel, we have the woman caught in adultery. The scribes and Pharisees bring this woman before the Lord. Most likely, this woman had been set up in a trap to catch her, because otherwise they would have brought the man as well. We said, "Well, where was the man? Was it just the woman? Why did they bring just her?" Well, obviously they were trying to use her to trap the Lord to either violate the law of Moses or the law of Rome. See, according to the Old Testament, those caught in adultery would be stoned. Would Jesus agree with that? Or would he contradict the law of Moses? Well, if he said it was okay to stone her, then he would have gotten in trouble by the Romans, who alone could enact the death penalty. So either way, they thought they had trapped the Lord. They thought that he would either have to violate the Mosaic law or the Roman law. Either way, they would discredit him or get him arrested. What does Jesus do? Well, being God, of course, he comes up with the perfect answer. He says, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone at her." So, in other words, yes, what she had done was wrong. She was guilty, but the only one that could truly condemn her would be a sinless one, would be God himself. And so the Lord then began to write on the ground. The only recorded time in the Bible where Jesus actually wrote anything, and it was in the sand. And what was he writing? The fathers and doctors of the church speculate that he began to write out the Ten Commandments, or he began to write out the sins of those that were in the crowd. Either way, the people looked, they dropped their stones and walked off one by one, beginning with the elders. And then Jesus turned to the woman and says, "Where are your accusers? Has no one accused you?" And she said, "No one, sir." And then Jesus, who is God, who's the only one who could condemn her, because he was the only sinless one there, said, "Nor do I condemn you." So he forgave her sins and then told her to go and sin no more. See, Jesus loved the sinner, but he hated the sin. Jesus showed compassion to the sinner, but why was he so forgiving? Why did he let her off so easily? The answer comes from Bishop Sheen in his book, The Life of Christ, which I encourage all of you to read, one of the greatest books on the life of Christ you'll ever read, by Bishop Sheen. He says the reason why he could be so merciful was because he was going to take her place. Jesus was going to die for her and for you and for me. That's why Jesus could forgive her. Bishop Sheen writes, "But why did he not condemn her? The answer is because he would be condemned for her. He would be the innocent one that would pay the price for her sins." So in Christ, mercy and justice meet. He says, our Lord was the only one in that crowd who had the right to take up the stone to execute judgment against her, because he was without sin. On the other hand, he did not make light of sin, for he assumed its burden. Forgiveness costs something, and the full price will be paid on the hill of Calvary, where justice and mercy would meet. So Jesus was truly merciful and truly just. He absolved her sins and forgave her sins, and he was willing to die for her. And that's why he could show her such mercy and compassion.